So this process, the Lifeline Technique, can and does help people to gain clarity and courage about what they want to do and about what they believe. Because, and like the coaching, because I also do life coaching as well, so sort of a bit like Lawai does. So anyway, we are able to work through and work out what their value, what your values are. What are your values? Connecting with those values and then aligning them with your work or your passion. So what's going to happen is that as we work through your values and work out what your values are, if they don't align with a job or with the work you do, then you're going to be unhappy.
You're going to struggle.
You will struggle. It doesn't matter how much you try to force yourself to work within these guidelines. And that's what we do. And the more that we force ourselves to do this, the more of our energy that we give away. And so eventually, like myself, I was there. I thought, no, I can keep on doing this. And a few people would say to me, you'll get burnout, Suzanne. You've got to stop going at this rate. No, I'm okay. I can keep doing this. Just this drivenness until eventually we do run out of energy. And this is why so often we can manage this when we're younger. We can do it because we just have more energy. So what happens is that as we get older, and I'm saying even 40, 45 onwards, and we hear about the midlife crisis, which I used to think was just a cliche, but it's very real. What happens, we eventually start to run out of energy because we don't have any energy left in ourselves because we're just putting it out there all the time.
For work,
or for others, or for whatever it is. So then what happens is that the universe will start to, things will start to go pear-shaped. Your marriage might go pear-shaped. Stuff just starts happening.
Or health scare.
Oh, that's the other thing. Health scares definitely kick in then. And, you know, like it's a lot of people, we're seeing what is now an epidemic of cancer. Now, cancer, and autoimmune diseases as well. So all of these things. But what's happening is that we are so depleted of
vitality
of our, well, in Eastern terms called chi, our energy, our chi is gone. So what happens, we become so depleted with energy that we start to take the energy out of ourselves. And when we take the energy out of ourselves and our body and we call on that energy, that's when we start to get cancer and autoimmune diseases, because it is a major, major wake-up call for us, or should be. I hate using the word should. But this is a major wake-up call telling you to stop what you're doing. Stop.
Because it's killing you.
It's killing you.
Literally.
Yeah. You are killing yourself. Yeah.
We're not being sort of like, I'm being facetious here and taking it lightheartedly. No, in fact, it is. The people say things like burnout, stress, and that tends to manifest, obviously, in sickness, physical sickness. But what people don't really take into consideration is the fact that it compromises our relationships with the people nearest and dearest to us. They don't get the best version of us. No. They normally cop the brunt of, let's say, you know, your tiredness, your exhaustion, and it comes across as being rude, short, and shutting down because you just cannot, you don't have the energy to have a relationship with somebody else at a level where you have to give as well, right? Because you haven't got anything. You've run out of steam, so you're running on empty. So they cop that, usually your spouse or your kids, and then also your co-workers. And so you think about that in a sense, like being brave and saying, I can keep going, I'm like a martyr. No, it's complete, utter crap. the person you should be looking after first and foremost is yourself.
Yeah.
Because if you can't look after yourself, you can't look after the people that you love. Now, and the only way you can then look after yourself is you being honest with yourself and saying, this job really sucks. The money may be good, but this job sucks and it's killing me.
Mm-hmm.
So now I've got to go and do something that really connects me with who I am. Like you said, you know, the money aspect is like a... it's like a bonus on top of that. It's like the universe that says it will reward you provided you are true to yourself. And enjoying what you do is the basis, right? And that enjoyment is really a sense of saying to yourself, yeah, I am on the right track and I am honoring my values.
Yeah, absolutely. And John DeMartini, who is a well-known motivational speaker and this personal sort of personal development in this area. He's one of his favourite terms. I'm sure it's elsewhere as well, but I just remember from listening to some of his work just recently is your vocation should be your vacation. So the fact is that if you absolutely love what it is that you do, it energises you. If you're passionate about it, it energises you and you don't need a holiday from it. You feel energized. I feel energized from what I do. I've spent a couple of years building a relationship with me. So Lorway's quite right in that, you know, like once I left the corporate world, I have built a relationship with me.
Then that's the first and most important relationship. It's not with your spouse or partner or your kids. It's with yourself.
Yep.
And that is a revelation for a lot of people who seem to go, give. Nothing else for me.
Yep. People think, again, I say think, that it's selfish to focus on yourself. I can tell you that as a result of focusing on myself, I have energy and abundant energy to be able to share my gifts and talents with other people. Whereas if I had not done that, if I just left what I did and just started doing cooking classes just because I just needed to do cooking classes and make money, it probably wouldn't have happened. Because the thing is, what people are attracted to is the energy and the vitality.
That a person. You know that for a fact, won't you? I mean, you can walk into a room full of strangers and you definitely gravitate towards the people who are up, bright, optimistic. Mm-hmm. And it's not a show. It's not a put on.
No.
These people are naturally happy and they've got that vibe about them. You won't be able to articulate it, but you just know that you prefer spending time with them. Now, even though you don't know them from bio soap just yet, but you know you walk away from that interaction feeling energized, feeling up. And similarly, you know instinctively to avoid certain people and certain conversations because it brings you down. So think about that. You can't put a label on it, but intrinsically you already know where you'd rather be and who you'd rather spend time with. So, yeah, Suzanne sort of nailed it on the head by saying, be your best friend. Be your own best friend first and foremost.
Yeah.
And this lifeline technique that you talk about, you know, I'm actually really fascinated by it because you're talking about multiple modalities. It's almost like a fruit salad. You get everything. If people out there in Stick'em and Blog TV land, I know you're watching, so if you are interested in having one of these... I guess one-on-ones with Suzanne. You know, as you can see, she doesn't bite. She's a lovely lady, and she's also very compassionate. So don't feel as though you've got to front up being, I've got my act together. That's the operative word, is an act, okay? You want to rediscover your authentic self. So if you're kind of stuck and don't know where to go, how to go about it, Suzanne, can you tell them about what you are offering on this show for people?
Well, firstly, yes, I am making an offer. I'm offering a half-hour complimentary Loveline session.
Via Skype,
because that was my next comment, is that we are able to, or I am able to, do sessions over Skype. Because what we're dealing with is energy here. And so if any of you have got concerns about...
Turning up here, you don't have to.
You don't have to. And what happens is that I will be the surrogate for your muscle testing. So it sounds weird, but let me tell you, it works. I have clients all over the world who I do sessional work with. And so what I do is I focus on you. And then I'm able to actually, the muscle testing that I'm doing is you. So I'm able to go through and still able to interpret what your body's saying by interpreting it through me.
Ooh, that sounds very esoteric.
It is, but please be reassured, I do have clients all over the world and it works, absolutely works. And when we go through this process, you will be blown away by how laser-like and accurate the concepts and emotions that come up are. And Lawai, you've experienced a lifeline session, and I think you've found it quite enlightening.
Oh, yes, definitely. It's one of those things where I suggest you come in with an open mind. Yeah. Like I said, you know, it's a very safe environment and it's all treated very confidentially. But the point is, if you're not getting any joy in what you're doing currently and you think, I've run out of options and all I have to look forward to is another 20 years of this before they put me in the ground, which is a very sad and tragic kind of idea to live with, let me tell you that there are options out there, and it's a matter of first and foremost getting off your bum and making contact. You know, if nothing comes out of it other than you get some idea or sense of yourself, so be it. But don't ever say that I had no choice. Okay, I'm going to call you on it. You have choices. It's whether you take action on that or not. Don't ever say I can't do something. I want you to substitute the word can't with won't. I won't do this. And it'll be reasons because A, B, C, D, E. So be it. But at least be honest with yourself and own up and say, it's a choice. I chose not to.
Yeah.
That's not wrong. Okay? It's just a choice. Your choices have consequences. Just remember that. And they can be the consequence of you living the life of your dreams and being energized and being full of vitality and, you know, as a consequence, having the money to have a... financial future for yourself, but also for people around you. And if you have this idea that you want to help other people, you can, because money is an object for you. But if you say, I can't, I won't, you know, I can't means I won't, then there are another set of consequences. There's no right, there's no wrong. It's just you live with whatever that is. If you're happy with that, fine. If you're not, get in touch with Suzanne. And that's how are we going to get in touch with you?
We're going to get in touch with me via email or Skype. Email probably first up, which is Suzanne, which is S-U-Z-A-N-N-E.
S-U-Z-A-N-N-E. Okay.
At transformationalliving, all in one word, .com.au.
Okay, so Suzanne at transformationalliving.com.au. And like I said, she's a lovely lady, very gentle, so have no fear, and also very compassionate, because there'll be things that come up for you, and that is a safe environment to talk to her about, you know, what is it that you want to do, but in a sense, having been clear about, or also knowing what you want to do, but having that fear that you might not be able to make it. And you have those techniques that you use in your lifeline work that will get them past that, won't you?
Yes, I do. And in fact, what I as we're sitting, as you've just been speaking, then Lawai, if people find the lifeline technique a bit too esoteric or a bit too out there, I'm quite happy just to do a half-hour complimentary session and talk through their numerology, or talk through ideas in which they might like to open up and look at different ideas. You know, one of my most favourite questions that I discuss with clients is, what can I do differently? how can I do this differently? How can I view this through different lens or different eyes? So by asking those questions, you are actually putting it out there and saying, yeah, how can I do this differently? So you will start to get some answers. You will start to see what's going on that's different. Or you'll start to see perhaps some other opportunities or some different ideas. You may start to get your creative mind thinking about what it is that you could do.
Even in your present circumstance where you feel as though you're trapped or painted into a corner.
Yeah. Just take yourself out of victim mode. Instead of thinking I'm stuck with this, I can't do anything else, you know, like I'm stuck here financially, there's nothing I can do. As soon as you say those sorts of things, you shut yourself down from opening yourself to opportunities.
Mm.
So rather than saying I can't get out of this job, say to yourself, what can I do differently? How can I see this differently? Just ask those questions and you will be amazed at what can come to you. And I'm quite happy to walk through that with you. If you find Lifeline Technique too scary for you initially, quite happy to have a conversation with you.
Yeah, because this is actually, I hadn't heard of it till I started speaking with you. I heard of the individual modalities, like NLP, kinesiology, that sort of thing. But for somebody to sort of like string it all together and use the various aspects and apply them in the most appropriate fashion for that person, there's no such thing as one size fits all.
No, absolutely not. Every session is totally, totally different. Absolutely different. And the thing is, because we're muscle testing, your body will take you wherever it wants to go. So whatever is top priority for you to deal with at that moment.
Today. Problem du jour, yes, yeah, okay.
So that it might be, you know, you've got a certain belief that needs to be cleared before you can actually move on and take the next step.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it'll take off these layers step by step by step.
Mm, it's like layers of an onion. And until you take the first layer off, you don't know what the second one did, right? Mm. And that's why for some people, they feel as though it is insurmountable, that, you know, it's like trying to move the pyramid.
Yeah.
But it's not. It's a perception.
Yeah. It is just a perception. And it's usually fear, being, you know, pain, stress, fear, all of these things stop us from moving on. Because even if you make that connection or you see something else that, I could do that, or something that you sort of actually get a hit on, a feeling on, then what will happen is the logical mind will just kick back in again. Subconscious mind and says, no, can't do that. Who do you think you are? You couldn't do that.
Mm-hmm.
So all these limiting beliefs come into play. And that's just the way our subconscious minds work. So what this process does, it allows you, if you have a stimulus and a
response,
what happens is that is what we want. That's where we want to get. We want to be able to get to having a stimulus and a space where you can choose your response. But what actually happens with the majority of people?
It's instantaneous, right?
It's instantaneous reaction. No, can't do that. As soon as you say, I can't do that, you shut it down, it's gone. Whereas if you actually get that
space, that
tiny space and say, or you can even go back on it. So you said, oh, I can't do that. Then if you can
take a step back.
Yeah, take a step back and say, hang on a second. Let's not say I can't do that. Let's look at how could I do that? Or it might not be in that exact way, but if I were to do this or this, or what else could I do that could make it work for me?
Yeah.
These are empowering questions.
That's a good one, because, you know, how people will say, I want to go and do this course that will probably help me generate wealth. And then they go, but I can't afford the course fee. Well, my challenge to you is turn it around and say, how can I afford the course fees? Mm. Rather than say, I can't, it's just a flat no, not even going to go there, right? Yeah. Whereas when you start asking, how can I afford it? It, you know, at one stage, your subconscious gets a bit cranky because it's like, oh, gee, you want me to think about this now? You want me to be creative? You want me to look at other possibilities? And for most people, that will come up because it's like the first reaction is the tried and true, and it's actually quite lazy, right? Because it's something you're so used to doing, you will continue to do it, right? Until you put a circuit breaker in there, and that's the gap you're talking about.
Yeah.
You know, the gap between thoughts is what Deepak Chopra talks about, the gap between thoughts. And that's where your creativity and the insights and flashes of insights about how you can afford it turn up.
Yeah.
And so, for goodness sake, give it that breathing space, right? Do yourself a favor and give yourself that breathing space. If something, I challenge you folks out there in Stickman and Blog TV, if there's something that you want, that you know is going to help you long term, it's for your benefit, by the way, and then you've got but I've got bills to pay, I can't afford it. For today, I want you to say, how can I afford it?
Mm-hmm.
And for the rest of the day, repeat it to yourself endlessly.
And then allow yourself the space to be able to hear.
And receive the information.
And receive the information, and then actually discern. So to look at the information, just don't cut off the information and just say, no, couldn't do that. Just even make a note or even notate all of the possibilities there that are there, and then you can choose consciously what it is that you want to do. Another aspect of this very briefly is that sometimes when I call it being in the flow. It was like when I first started the Lifeline Technique, I was still in my corporate job. I had read the book, The Power of Infinite Love and Gratitude, which is where this is based on. I'd read the book like in the October the year before. I knew he was coming to Australia. Darren was coming to Australia to run the course. It was in the next door suburb to me. Which was just even more incredible. But I was supposed to be at a meeting in Switzerland. I was supposed to be at a conference. So, and I love travel, especially international travel. So it was like, course, Switzerland, course, Switzerland. And then what happened was that I was taken off that conference. The company took me off that conference. So I was no longer able to go to that conference. And that meant that the week that I had available for this course, I didn't have any appointments because I was supposed to be in Switzerland. So I was able to take that week off work and to actually do the course. There was a number of other things that also happened at the same time, but in essence what happened is I was in the flow of this is meant to be. So if you're working with things and just every obstacle seems to come up for you and it's just all seems too hard, it's another way of saying, well, maybe I'm not meant to be doing this. How else could I be looking at this? Does that make sense?
Yep. So rather than people think that they... Probably some of them will think, okay, I need to do A, B, C. These are the steps I need to do, right? And if all these obstacles come up in your way, I think it's the way the universe is saying, perhaps wrong way, go back.
Yeah.
Overall, you still get to your goal, but it's saying, actually, there's this better way of doing it.
You know, it might be a lot easier.
Yeah, and stop being so pig-headed about it and start to trust your intuition and start to trust your heart and sort of stop being a control freak.
Yep.
Because a lot of us want to do that because we are not sure what happens, what is going to happen, and we don't want a bad outcome. It's what the fear is that we, you know, it's going to be an abject failure, we'll crash and burn. So taking your hands, you think you're taking your hands off the wheel, but it's not.
Yeah.
It's actually the most empowering thing. And you're not going to experience that until you take your hands off the wheel. So, you know.
And then you probably should do some internal work, yes. say with Lifeline techniques, so that you can connect better with your intuition and your heart.
Yeah, and get so that sense.
It's all sort of interrelated, isn't it?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And so the take-home message is your body is speaking to you, okay, even though we're sitting here and you're watching this, your body is speaking to you. So for goodness sake, shut your mind down, shut up for a minute and listen, okay, and listen to what your body is trying to tell you, because that usually tells you where you're going or where you should not be going and which way is the path, which is the... I guess the most effortless for you to get to your goals, whether it's financial or relationship or health, everything. Okay. So, on that note, Suzanne Campbell, I'd like to thank you for this hour where, you know, it's been very enlightening. And again, take up Suzanne on the offer, because I think you would gain a lot of clarity, especially at this point in time where everything is geopolitically so up in the air. And, you know, the best way of determining the future is to create it. So you can create your future by knowing which direction you ought to be going in. And so Suzanne at transformationliving.com.au. And as you can see, pleasant lady, not going to bite, very helpful, very compassionate. So on that note, Suzanne Campbell, I'd like to thank you once again.
Thank you, Laura. And it's been a pleasure.
Yeah, for the rest of you, have a great day and say, how can I afford it? Okay? Cheers.
Bye.
Today's podcast is brought to you by obesityhotline.com, the silent killer, providing support and encouragement.